Good morning. It is Sunday, October the 27th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. It is the Lord's Day, the day of resurrection. In the ancient days, they would call it the first day of the week. We tend to think of it as the last day of the week. Nevertheless, we meet together to meet with Jesus this morning and to dive into the Psalms. Today, our entry is entitled Living in a Righteousness Orientation, and it's going to be a dive into Psalm 26, led by Timothy and Julie Tennant. I'll be the host voice. Hear now the word of the Lord from Psalm 26. Vindicate me, Lord, for I have led a blameless life. I have trusted in the Lord and have not faltered. Test me, Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind, for I have always been mindful of your unfailing love and have lived in reliance on your faithfulness. I do not sit with the deceitful, nor do I associate with the hypocrites. I abhor the assembly of evildoers and refuse to sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence and go about your altar, Lord, proclaiming aloud your praise and telling of all your wonderful deeds. Lord, I love the house where you live, the place where your glory dwells. Do not take away my soul along with sinners, my life with those who are bloodthirsty, in whose hands are wicked schemes, whose right hands are full of bribes. I lead a blameless life. Deliver me and be merciful to me. My feet stand on level ground in the great congregation. I will praise the Lord. The word of the Lord. Now consider this meditation from Timothy and Julie Tennant on Psalm 26. To the Christian, Psalm 26 may seem at first glance like a journey into David's self-righteousness. The psalm has at least seven assertions of his righteous purity. I have led a blameless life, verse 1. I have trusted in the Lord without wavering, verse 1. I do not sit with deceitful men, verse 4. I abhor the assembly of evildoers, verse 5. I wash my hands in innocence, verse 6. I love the house where you live, verse 8. And I lead a blameless life, verse 11. But the key to the psalm is not in the opening words, which cry out for God's judgment and vindication. David is not standing on his feet proclaiming his righteousness. He is prostrate before a holy God, asking for his divine judgment in a particular situation. David's claims about his righteousness should never be construed as a claim to sinlessness. Any Sunday school child knows that David did not lead a blameless life. Indeed, in the same verse where David says, I lead a blameless life, he goes on to ask God to redeem him and to be merciful to him, verse 11. A blameless person needs neither redemption nor mercy if by blameless we mean living a life without sin. In Psalm 26, David is truthfully asserting that he has not kept company with the wicked. He does not sit with them or enter into their wicked schemes, verses 4 and 5 and 10. Instead, his greatest love is to be in the presence of the Lord, to dwell in his house, to declare God's righteousness, and to sing his praises, verses 6 to 8. In other words, David's life is oriented toward the purposes of God. It was at the altar of repentance that David was rendered innocent. He has taken his stand in the covenant. Therefore, David is asking God to make a distinction between himself and the wicked. and to spare him from the coming judgment that will soon befall the wicked and sweep them away. Verse 9. As Christians, we cannot or should not claim to be without sin. However, our life can and should be oriented toward God and around the great unfolding plan of God. We align ourselves with the righteousness of Christ, and we stand even against a world of opposition with the people of God, the redeemed of all the ages who have trusted in God's word. This is where our lives are actually transformed into his likeness so that we can truly declare, I walk continually in your truth. Verse 3. This is the final destiny of all true believers. At the end of the psalm, it is God who raises David from his prostrate position and makes his, quote, feet stand on level ground. Verse 12. As Christians, we know that God takes sinners and clothes them with the righteousness of Christ. He then works in us every good work that the righteousness that was once merely imputed to us becomes in real time imparted to us in ever-increasing measures. Only in the new creation is this made fully complete. But sanctification is the call of every believer to be set apart as holy, so that with full hearts we can praise the Lord in the great assembly. Verse 12. Now we're going to sing our psalm, Psalm 26. We're going to sing the tenets, as I've shared before, have created a psalter, a metrical version of Psalm 26, which means it fits into a particular meter, a number of syllables per line. And those syllables, those whatever the meter is, will fit a number of hymn tunes that are familiar to the church. And today I've selected, you can see all this, we've got an incredible website called the Seedbed Psalter, which you can, the link's in the email today, you can always find it there. It's unbelievable the resources that are there at that site. All the tunes are played, Julie Tennant's played them on piano, they're all recorded. All the possible options are available to you. And of course, this has been published into a book, two books, all the meditations and every psalm in the metrical format. Incredible Christmas gift. Hey, if you're thinking about a good Christmas gift for somebody, this could be it. You can see that link in the email today. Now, sorry for that, but I couldn't resist. We're singing Psalm 26 today. We're going to sing it to the tune of Saint Anne, which you will recognize the name of the hymn, O God, Our Help in Ages Past. So here we go, Psalm 26. Are you ready? Deep breath. Lord, vindicate me, for I've walked in my integrity. I have not wavered from your path. I've trusted, Lord, in thee. Examine me and try me, Lord, test heart and mind for fault. For your love's ever before me, in your truth do I walk. I don't sit with deceitful men, nor plot with hypocrites. I hate the evil gatherings, with wicked will not sit. I wash my hands in innocence before your altar, Lord. I tell aloud your praise and all your wondrous deeds record. I love the house where you live, Lord, your glory dwells within. Don't take my soul away with those bloodthirsty ones who sin. For in their hands are wicked schemes, bribes are in their right hand. But I walk in integrity, on level ground I stand. Last verse. Redeem me and be merciful to me, your grace accord. And in the great assembly, I will praise and bless the Lord. Amen. Got a miss there on the very last line. It's amazing how every syllable, it's just marvelous how this works. Well, that's Psalm 26. And it's still Sunday. And I know if you're anything like me, you got to get ready. I'm going to go across the street and preach the Word of God at the Gillette Methodist Church. We're having a fellowship lunch today after, and I'm looking forward to that. Got some special guests coming in. And as I said to you, I've been in Georgia most of the week. And it was a great time. We were in Nashville, Georgia, at the Nashville Methodist Church with Mark Addington and his incredible flock of sowers for a great awakening there. Guys, we got there on a Saturday night. Our friend Pete Cates picked us up at the airport, flew into Savannah, had about a 3-hour drive and to Nashville Saturday evening. Mark wanted us to come down to the church and we wanted to have a prayer meeting, he said. So we got down there, and I bet you there were 26 souls ready to pray. And guys, this was right in the middle of Georgia Bulldog football. They got gold stars. We prayed, and then Sunday morning, we had an incredible worship service together, and God decreed his word and we declared it and had a wonderful potluck lunch. After that night, we had a big camp meeting at a place called Camp Tigert. Churches from all over the countryside showed up out there. And again, we preached the gospel and praised God and prayed. And then we came, I had a meeting with probably 25 preachers on Monday morning, and we just dug down a deep well into John chapter 15 and just ate and drank from the Word of God. It was powerful. That was Monday morning, and then Tuesday night we met with Good Shepherd. As I told you, it was our very first Wake Up Call Taco Tuesday tour stop, and we probably had about 70 souls out that night. And we, again, just made camp in the right next to the well of the Word of God. And we dug it deeper and we drank more from it. It was powerful. And then came back on Wednesday. Pete Cates, Texas Cates, hosted us there. Maycrest Hardware. If you're in Savannah, you need to go to Maycrest Hardware Store. It's the greatest hardware store in the state of Georgia, okay? But family business there, Nancy Carolyn, Pete and Kate's daughter, and Kyle, her husband, are running that store with Pete in Texas, pulled him out of retirement. Anyway, just want to give you some details. You guys, I know you're praying for me, and I appreciate it. My son David was with me that whole way. David's with me in Gillette. We're working on something really special here. I'll be rolling it out soon for you all to know about. But it's Sunday still, and we got to get to the house, okay? I'm not going to see you on the field today. I'm going to see you at the house for the awakening for Tim and Julie Tennant. I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.